Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Over the last decade, a group of researchers in Australia and New Zealand have been working on a pair of Cochrane reviews looking at the possible role of antioxidants for male and female infertility, updating these to take account of new information. The latest update of the review for men was published in December 2014. And the lead author, Marion Joel, from the University of Auckland in New Zealand, describes the findings.
Our review looks at oral supplementation with antioxidants for men who are either subfertile or a part of a couple with unexplained subfertility undergoing assisted reproduction techniques, and the evidence suggests that they are beneficial. Many cases of male subfertility are thought to be due to the damaging effects of oxidative stress on sperm. And some estimates that this is the case for as many as 4 in 5 men. Oxidative stress occurs when cells break down and release reactive oxygen species chemicals. This causes fertility problems by damaging the sperm membrane, affecting their motility and the ability to break down the oocyte membrane, and by altering the sperm DNA. The integrity of spermatozoa DNA is one of the major determinants of normal fertilization and embryo growth in both natural and assisted conception. Semen contains antioxidants which act as free radical scavengers to overcome reactive oxygen species. However, some subfertile men have lower levels of these antioxidants compared to fertile men, raising the possibility that taking antioxidants might improve sperm quality and increase a couple's chance of conceiving. We identified a further 14 studies while updating this review, which means that we are now evaluating 48 randomized trials with more than 4,000 couples attending fertility clinics. We included trials in which some of the men took an oral antioxidant supplement, while others were allocated to either a control group or to take a different antioxidant. The antioxidants used in the trials included vitamins E and C, carnitines, zinc, magnesium, selenium, coenzyme Q10, N-acetylcysteine, pentoxifilane, polyunsaturated fatty acids known as puffers, and various combinations of these. We were most interested in the effects on live birth, but we have also tried to examine the impact on sperm, pregnancy, miscarriage, and adverse effects. However, many of the trials did not report on these outcomes, and even when more than one trial did so, the heterogeneity was too great to allow meaningful pooled analyses. This was particularly true of the sperm parameters, and may be due to the many different types of antioxidants used in the trials. For our primary outcome of live births, we were able to use data from just 4 trials, but these did show a statistically significant benefit for the antioxidant group based on a total of 44 live births from 277 couples. 7 trials reported on clinical pregnancy rate, and with 65 clinical pregnancies from 522 couples, our meta-analysis found significantly more pregnancies in the antioxidant group than the control group. There didn't appear to be any association between the antioxidants used in these trials and any increase in miscarriage rate, but adverse events of miscarriage and side effects were poorly reported across the studies. The main side effects reported were gastrointestinal upsets, and there was no evidence that the antioxidant was more harmful than a placebo. It is difficult to draw conclusions from the head-to-head comparisons without more randomized trials comparing the same pairs of antioxidants. However, based on the current evidence, no antioxidant appeared to have any more effect on pregnancy rate or on sperm parameters than any other antioxidant. In summary, antioxidant supplementation in subfertile men appears to improve live birth, clinical pregnancy rate, and sperm DNA fragmentation for couples undergoing fertility treatment. But this needs to be confirmed by more data on these outcomes. We also need to see more trials in which different antioxidants and different doses of taking the same antioxidant are compared directly. Finally, alongside this review of oral antioxidants for men, we also published a Cochrane review in 2013 studying the effects for women and their fertility. It showed no association between their use of antioxidants and increased rates of live birth or clinical pregnancy.
If you'd like to listen to Marianne's podcast, that earlier review, and get access to both Cochrane reviews, go online to summaries.cochrane.org and search for antioxidants for infertility.